Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore continues to press forward with his campaign despite being saddled with recent sexual assault allegations. Meanwhile, with 27 days until Alabama's special election, political experts say national Democrats are deploying a unique strategy to support their nominee, Doug Jones. They're staying away. Both men are trying to replace the seat vacated by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. More from USA Today regional correspondent Deborah Barfield Barry. Deborah, set this up.
Research and reporting shows that a lot of the Democrats, at least the national Democrats, are kind of trying to stay low on this one. They don't want to, at least according to political experts, look like they're nationalizing this race. They want to make sure it stays local so that Doug Jones fans have a chance of winning this Republican seat, what has traditionally been a Republican seat.
I'm not sure I understand what that thinking is. Is that if I read between the lines, does that say they don't agree with all enough Doug Jones positions, or what's that about?
Oh, no, absolutely not. That's not the case. In fact, they would really, really want to win this seat. But what they're worried about, or even what it appears the campaign might be worried about, is that Alabamians don't take too well to what they consider outsiders coming in and trying to kind of run and dictate things in their state.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't want it to appear like, you know, that he's relying on or depending on outsiders, quote. And that would include the National Democrats. And, of course, he doesn't always want to be tied to, quote, the National Democrats, because that's not a good thing necessarily in Alabama.
Well, we're talking about campaigns these days. We got to talk about money. So when outside Democrats say they're lying low, does that mean they're lying low by not kicking in money also?
Well, in fact, it's funny. I was just looking for recent expenditures, and I didn't see any directly from the DNC. That doesn't mean that some of the lawmakers themselves have, you know, contributed to this campaign, but in a big way, you don't really see a lot of dollars flowing in, at least not in the recent weeks. So that could show that they're not financially or in some ways, but it also doesn't mean that they're not doing things quietly, whether it be lending support, technical support, bodies, volunteers, in that kind of way. It doesn't mean they're not doing anything, but they're not really touting it or bragging about it because they want to look, and it could be like it's a local race,
yeah,
and like it's about local issues, not about what nationals are doing.
So this is like a collective decision or strategy, you think?
I don't know how coordinated it is, but I think most of them are on the same page.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to the Congressional Black Caucus, which is mostly Democrats, or even Schumer, none of them are standing up and saying, hey, we're there, or we're going to be there on the ground. But they're saying, we're leaving it to locals, and if they need us to come, we'll come. But Doug Jones' campaign hasn't said, at least publicly, at least in terms of when I've asked them whether they're asking folks to come down.
We're speaking with Deborah Barfield Barry, regional correspondent at USA Today. Her piece is called "To Help Doug Jones, National Democrats Lie Low in Alabama Senate Race." What's the feel right now? I got the sense that Democrats think they've gained ground, but haven't taken the lead in polls, right? So they feel there's progress.
Yeah, I think they do, and even though they won't just say that the Democratic wins help, they're a little cautious to say that because Alabama is different. Alabama is not New Jersey or Virginia. It's very Republican,
yeah,
and they know that. They know it's always been an uphill climb, especially with Sessions' old feet. So I still think they feel a little leery about that.
Thanks, Deborah. Deborah Barfield Barry, USA Today regional correspondent.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.